Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, those guys are all working through it. Cody and Trent are in the protocol right now, and Matt is working through a hamstring injury. Yeah, he's moving in the right direction with his ankle.
You know, with an ankle, you always hear about the high ankle versus maybe a traditional ankle sprain. Have you guys gotten that far down the road?
Yeah, not yet, Jay. Don't think it's all that bad at this point. Early returns on it.
What's it say, Sean? That you know, there was a time in the second half where you guys were down five starters. Jordan went out. I know he was able to come back in, but
yeah.
You had lost five starters to injury during that game. I mean, that's going to stress any team, but you guys were able to, you know, kind of withstand it and still pull out a victory. What's it say about the depth that you've built that you're able to do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, give Brandon and his staff credit, you know, from the depth to then you see a guy like Duke out there yesterday making the contributions that he made. A lot of credit goes to Brandon on that and his staff, and then the mental toughness of our football team and the preparation of our football team, not just the starters, but the other guys that came in and stepped in and stepped up, and without those guys, we may not win that football game.
Coach, how much of a part did this bye week, knowing it was sitting here, play in the decision to not activate Taryn and Devin for the game yesterday?
It was a factor. Chris, I'd be lying if I said it was 100% of our decision process there, but it was a factor.
Sean, what do you make of there's still, you know, you're at 4-1, and there are people out there who are doubting whether the Bills are for real, saying, you know, they point to your suggest you have had a weak schedule and you won two games because kickers couldn't hit field goals. What do you make of people who are underestimating, you know, you guys at 4-1?
Well, I don't think our focus really is on what happens inside these walls and just focusing on one week at a time, continuing to grow as a football team. So that's all we can control. You know, we're 4-1 and you know, a whisker away from being 5-0. But the fact is we're 4-1 and with a lot of room for growth, a lot of good progress to this point in the season and a lot of good football that we've played. So I give credit to the players and the staff. We've got to continue to work and grow as we move forward.
Is it somewhat unfortunate because of the positive results you guys have had with games that the bye week comes so early? So we worried all about that stunting momentum?
No. You know, listen, we take it just like our schedule. We play them one at a time. We take the bye whenever it comes. And it's at a good time. We've got some injuries right now, as you guys have seen. We've been able to sustain success early on and withstand some of the injuries we incurred early in the year and some at the latter part of training camp, early part of the season. And now we came out of this game a little banged up as well, even more so banged up. So we've got to get healthy, and it's at a good time for us to get some rest and offers a chance for us also to evaluate where we are and where we're trying to go and some of the challenges we've had and how we plan on solving those challenges.
You guys adopted a underdog mentality from the beginning of the season. Why, you know, no one's picking us. No one's picking us to do this. Is it more difficult or to convince them that they're still underdogs and they have room to grow at 4-1?
I would just, you know, really, John, we just take them one at a time. I mean, I know this about our team, that they're mentally tough, and I've said this for a couple weeks now. They're a physically tough group, and, you know, to win games the way we've won them, and that's kind of the nature of the NFL, too. Very few blowouts, and so you've got to be able to play well down the stretch in the fourth quarter, and I think we've shown that we can do that. We've got some other areas, though, that we need to get cleaned up and pay strict attention to this week.
Taking a look at yourself, you know, on this bye week, is five games enough of a body of work for you guys to really pull things out of the self-scouting process, or do you just kind of focus on where you guys feel you might be lacking a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, we feel like that's where we need to start. whether it's a great, it's a large enough sample, to your point, Chris, or not, it is a sample. So we've got to start there as we build our own awareness and where our antennas need to be up, and then we move on from there and focus on what's ahead of us.
Sean, what does Zay Jones need to do to get back on track here?
Well, he's just got to continue to do his job. You saw guys compete at a high level yesterday. We made some, I thought, some really good plays at the wide receiver position, and Zay's a guy that continues to grow, and I think he's still young in his career, and he'll continue to do a good job as he continues to grow and focus on what he can control. And I really appreciate the way he took a team-first approach yesterday.
Did you have to chat with him at all, explain the decision, because his snaps were down for the first time in his career?
Yeah, I mean, I try and communicate or over-communicate to make sure there's no gray area, on with any player, whether it's Zay in this case or any player. I think that's a big part of being on the same page. And players, in my mind, function better when there's clarity.
You said continue for Zay to continue doing his job. Was there something that happened that he wasn't doing his job to kind of switch things up?
No.
Coach, I know you can't talk about players in the protocol, but just with respect to the procedures of the protocol,
do they have, for the guys that are in the protocol this week, do they have to stay here in town to stay under observation? Is that part of the procedure there?
Well, just overall, Chris, whether they're in the protocol or not, they're injured or not, we want to make sure that we get every player back healthy, as many as we can back when we come off the bye here in a week. It's hard because we want to give every player a chance to go home and see their family and get away a little bit. That's important, that change of scenery a little bit. But that said, we've got a job to do, and part of their job in this case is controlling their treatments and getting themselves back healthy again to help our football team.
Sean, what is your message to your players for how to handle the bye week between juggling, maybe resting, and also, like you said, staying on track?
Yeah, we talked about it this morning, John, with trust. I mean, trust is highly important in building families and in this case, building a team. I'm giving them the majority of the week to reset a little bit and get some rest. But also the trust speaks of the things that they do, the habits, their behaviors during this time. And so they've got to make sure that they understand that they've got to continue to put the team first, even though they may not be in our building, all of them, that's important because we need all of them back here safely come the end of the weekend here.
Sean, Josh said yesterday after you had spoke that outside of one poor decision, he felt it might have been the most complete game or best game that he had played in his career to this point. Did you, now that you've had a chance to go back and watch it, did you come away with a similar feeling?
Yeah, I thought it was a well-rounded game outside of that one play. I thought he was accurate. He got the ball out on time. He understood the look the defense was giving him pre-snap, and that speaks to his preparation. And then I thought from the ability to use his feet, timing-wise on that as well, he was in and out of the pocket on time, and then he checked the ball down when he needed to check the ball down. And so I thought it was a well-rounded game as far as that goes.
Last week I heard talk, I'm not sure if it was you or Leslie, talking about the move to this growth mindset that you talk about going from hoping to win to expecting to win. How much further do you think this team is after the results it's posted and the ability to win in the clutch of the fourth quarter like once again last week?
Yeah, I think that that's probably a better question for the players, John. I think that's a continual process for us is the mindset, right? And I noticed that. I thought last week was – they're all big and they're all important. Last week, coming off the week we had the week before, sandwiched in between that and the bye, the discipline and the energy and the focus it took to be spot on yesterday with all of that, I thought, in particular in an away game and a good football team, in a game that we knew was going to be close, we knew it was going to be a field position game, I thought that said a lot about our team. Are we done yet? No. So I'm counting on the veteran players, the player-driven leadership, and I was extremely impressed by that, including the guys, our players' focus and discipline, and so we have to continue to count on that as we move forward.
Sean, did Foster have a bit of a setback at the end of the week?
I don't know if it was much of a setback, Joe. Maybe a little bit, but I don't even know if I'd call it that. Just wasn't quite ready to go. So he'll be one of the guys that's here this week getting better.
Sean, going back to Mitch, he was still on the sideline even after he left the game. Was he obviously wasn't good enough to go back in, but yeah. In an emergency, was he available to play?
Yeah, well, we were out of healthy linemen by that point, so Mitch was out there, just in case we needed to put him back in the game because at that point we were out of healthy linemen. But what a job Spencer Long did, what a job Bates did, and that's his first action really in a live NFL game in terms of regular season, and to go out there on one side of the line to have both of those guys and for them to execute at a high level. Again, says a lot about what they did in terms of their preparation and what Bobby and Hef did both in terms of preparing them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.